As soon as J.D. cut the ropes, Marcy peeled off the duct tape that covered her mouth, picked up her purse without a word, and went into the small lavatory. She locked the door and used the lav, washed her hands, and began to examine her face in the mirror. The tape had taken all her makeup and most of her lipstick with it. There was a big red mark across the lower part of her face where it had been. Marcy washed her face in the basin and dried her face carefully. She didn't have enough makeup in her purse to repair the damage. All she could do was put on fresh lipstick and comb her hair. Then she stood silently with her forehead pressed against the mirror and her eyes closed. She felt safe in here, though she knew she wasn't. But she simply couldn't stay in here, cowering until whatever happened happened. She was better off than she had been. At least she wasn't tied up anymore. Harry and the Indian had told this man not to hurt her, and he seemed to do what they told him. If she had just given in to impulse this morning and not come to work, that was pointless. What was going to happen was what mattered. She took in a deep breath and let it out and looked at herself in the mirror. "Okay, Morse, here you go." She opened the lavatory door and walked out into the office. J.D. was staring out the office window at the guard shack and the bridge. He glanced over his shoulder at her.
"Feeling better?" he said.
"Yes." Her voice was hoarse. J.D. turned back toward the window.
"You need to stay in here and be quiet," he said. "I got to concentrate. You give me a problem, and I'll kill you."
"Harry and the other man said I was not to be harmed."
"I know what they said. They meant if you were good. You give any of us trouble, and any of us will kill you. You understand?"
"Yes."
"You can't get off the island, and you can't make a phone call, so sit down, relax, and don't bother me."
"I won't bother you," Marcy said. J.D. turned back to the window. Marcy glanced around the office. She didn't want to sit on the couch where she had lain so long tied up. She went and sat behind the desk. It was, after all, her desk. If he wanted to sit there, he could tell her. J.D. continued to stare out the window. His back looked stiff. He was nervous. The office was very still. She tried to breathe softly, looking at J.D. He was a small man, and he had about him a kind of skinny softness. It wasn't fair. She was a big woman and strong. She worked out every day at her health club. Yet this puny, soft man was stronger than she was and could force her to do what he wanted. Of course, he had a gun, but even if he didn't, he could overpower her. It didn't seem right. But that's how it was. Clearly, God wasn't a woman. "Can you tell me what's going on?" Marcy said.
J.D. shook his head.
"Well, what are you doing? Why are you all here?"
"Shh," J.D. said. She felt a surge of anger. He was so dismissive. He didn't even turn his head. All women felt that anger if they let themselves. Though most women didn't find themselves, literally at least, in this kind of situation.
"For God's sakes, you could at least look at me," Marcy said.
J.D. turned slowly.
"You shut the fuck up, lady, or I'm going to come up alongside your fucking head."
She felt a thrill of fear run through her. He wasn't just a sexist pig. He was a sexist pig with a gun, and she was his prisoner.
"Jesus Christ," J.D. said.
Marcy stood behind the desk so she could look past him out the window. A Paradise Patrol car was driving across the bridge. Marcy felt a surge of excitement. Help was coming. When the police car was halfway across, the bridge began to ripple. The ripple turned into a heave. And as the sound of the explosion came rolling into the real estate office, the bridge went up and the police car with it, somersaulting, slowly, in among the pieces of the disintegrated bridge. One of its doors blew away and the hood tore off, and the car languidly turned over and planed into the gray harbor and disappeared. Marcy stood motionless, staring, as bridge debris continued to spin down and splash into the harbor. J.D. was, for a moment, as transfixed as Marcy, watching the explosion settle. Then he began punching numbers into his cell phone. "Jesus Christ," J.D. said. "Jesus Christ!"